Yeah. We've been doing this whole story, and his mind has been fixated on the end of the girl's bloody leg.
It had blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the
call
week.
Call them right now.
How about bloody?
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Butcher's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
It's still the hardest I think you've laughed on the show.
It is.
I crack up every time I hear that.
It is, because that was still the most bizarre scene in network news history.
It was a split second.
They were going to the election map on election night on CNN, and they had to go up one step to get to that map. And a healthy Jeff Greenfield and a healthy Wolf Blitzer, both in the primes of their lives, as Greenfield stepped up on to take one step up, Wolf Blitzer placed his hand in the small of Greenfield's back to help him up the steps.
And it was no big deal.
Totally unnecessary. It's something you might do to show respect and help an elderly woman up one step, but to do that for a full-grown, healthy male?
You're just being polite. All right, we'll give you... Three candidates this morning. No, here he goes again.
Sorry. I wish some P1 could dig up the footage of that. I would love to see that.
I don't think it ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever saw it. We just went on your word.
We just went, okay, yeah. Junior. Hope the fever breaks soon.
All right, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And, yes, the tables turn here in the emergency break of the week, because usually on that Saturday morning show known as the T-Box, it's Craig Rosengarten who will mess something up, and Rick Arnett has to correct him. But we have role reversal this week. Listen to this word that Rick made up.
You know, they always said he was three strokes better than anybody he played against until he went up against Y.E. Yang. That was his first crack in his armor, really, in a major. So to be a nicer, kindler tiger might have been a detriment.
A nicer what?
Kindler. Kindler? Did I say kindler?
That's not a word. I know that one.
And
I'm
I will agree with
that.
You 100%. Kindler.
I win.
Yes,
finally.
That I agree. I don't think it would have been.
I think an underrated moment was Rick sidestepping the... The phrase, he changed the phrase. It's not usually crack in the armor. There's another phrase.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he got right up to it and just gently stepped to the
side
and kept walking.
Yep.
Good job, Rick.
No way that's a word.
That's not a word.
I win.
Yeah.
It was weird when he said, "What did you say?" And Rick responded, "Kindler." As though he meant to say that.
He wanted to stick by it, and then immediately said, "What did I say?" And then one more time.
You know, they always said he was three strokes better than anybody he played against until he went up against Y.E. Yang. That was his first crack in his armor, really, in a major. So to be a nicer, kindler tiger might have been a detriment.
A nicer what?
Kindler.
Kindler?
Did I say kindler?
That's not a word. I know that one.
And I will agree with
that.
You 100%. Kindler. Kindler.
Kindler. I win.
Yes,
finally.
You can hear the joy in Craig's voice that he busted Rick finally instead of the other way around.
All right, so there's Rick Arnett.
I win.
Up for an e-break.
I win.
Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. More computer trouble for Corby as he was trying to play the audio when Scott Weiland was up here on the Hardline.
They did Interstate, but do you remember the version of Interstate that they did?
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Dude,
or thought of it in a long time.
So bizarro sounding. Let's see. We're going to continue
Try
on
this
right
here
now.
On yeah. Ticket. Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Are you guys blown away by what you're hearing so far?
Sounds
great.
Going pretty good so far.
Yeah,
I think everybody's fairly pleased with the way things are going.
Well, there it is. There it is. That's the Scott Weiland fart. Well, it's not actually playing right now. Ah, here we go. All right, let's try this one more time here, Tones Roams.
You're doing great.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not playing off this teleportatic device.
Well.
F it, I swear to God.
What does it matter?
Dude, it just...
ass. Let's try something else here. Try something else here on the ticket.
Yeah.
See if this works.
I don't think it's worth it to even try it anymore. It's really pissing me off.
Well, if you get it fixed...
My porn. Oh, no, it's my
That's
porn.
That's the problem. Close that window.
I have too many porn windows open. Oh, my God.
All right, if you find it...
Yeah, I just wanted it to play to that Mino new sabotage technique of...
It's always hot.
...playing that.
You know, I've noticed something there. It sound like Corby's getting a little Saroy voice. When you listen to that, if that wins, and you listen to it again, listen to it. I don't know. It's just not working here.
It's not working here, man.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Deathbed Corby?
You know, I'm so sick of this.
Yes. You'll be okay, Corby.
Yeah, bottomed out blood pressure Corby.
All right, that's candidate number two, Corby Davidson. Candidate number three, Norm, and he's back for this live spot. The problem is he wasn't sure which live spot he was supposed to be doing.
And 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Jeremy, tell me what spot I'm doing here. In all these papers?
All pro.
Spot. Thank you. How odd to be doing all pro when I, as a pro, lost my spot.
We're being completely pro here.
Just do a Choose Energy instead.
No. All right, all pro live spot in 3, 2, 1.
Choose all pro for your foundation repair. So many of us.
Oh, that's a great laugh.
The new Norm laugh. We got to hear it at the end.
Man, that is really
how did you develop a new laugh this late in life?
I don't know.
I always had that Norm cackle that was so familiar to everyone. The. Yeah, it kind of transitioned to that, and then it just went to this.
Golly.
Like he's being choked.
Yeah.
His last gasp.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Rick Arnett, Corby, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's remember it's the holiday season. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby Porn and Hooter Brown.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Gordo, knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's pretzels. It's pretzels. We like that.
What's happening?
I don't know.
America?
No, America's what? Not happening right
That's
now.
That's a weird recovery thing. What a Hail Mary that was.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I guess I'll vote for Corby Poop.
Okay, don't say that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Leave not all trees on
okay, that was the audio they didn't get to there. Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Musers, this is Tatum Singh, second-round draft pick for your Dallas Mavericks, an accomplished tennis player. I would like to vote for Norm. Thank you. I will call again.
Satnam Singh? Is
yeah,
that
I think
that
so, yeah. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Merry Jesus, everybody. Hey, George, remember when I came up to the studio last week to do the White Elephant, and you came out into the reception area and you exposed yourself to us and then threatened us?
No.
No. Cut all our heads off.
No.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, baby arm lobster claw.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Junes.
Oh, hello.
This is your hero.
Who is this?
El Chapo.
Oh, not my hero.
What's that, Craig?
I mean, I'm down the middle on you.
Who do you vote for?
I'll take out ISIS for you if you hand over Donald Trump and that bitch Hillary.
Hey, golly. I really can't do either. Sir.
Just vote, El Chapo.
All right, vote for your mom.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, now that you're a big movie star, will you still ski on the weekends?
Yeah, I'll try to work that in. Thank you.
And Corby, please.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, can I vote for the emergency break?
Yeah.
I'd like to vote for Corby's small penis.
Well, all of Corby has just won the emergency break of the week, so thank you very much. And as Gordon said, listen to very casual, if not deathbed, Corby here.
They did Interstate, but do you remember the version of Interstate that they did?
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Dude,
or thought of it in a long time.
So bizarro sounding. Let's see. We're going to continue
try
on
this
right
here
now.
On yeah. Ticket. Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Are you guys blown away by what you're hearing so far?
I think it's going pretty good so far. Yeah, I think everybody's fairly pleased with the way things are going.
Well, there it is. There it is. That's the Scott Weiland fart. Well, it's not actually playing right now. Ah, here we go. All right, let's try this one more time here, Tones Roams.
You're doing great.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not playing off this teleportatic device.
Well,
F it, I swear to God.
What does it matter?
Dude, it just...
Let's try something else here. Try something else here on the ticket.
Yeah.
See if this works.
I don't think it's worth it to even try it anymore. It's really pissing me off.
Well, if you get it fixed...
My porn. Oh, no, it's my
That's
porn.
That's the problem. Close that window.
I have too many porn windows open. Oh, my God.
You're right. Before you started laughing there at the end, it was the...
It's pissing me off and stuff. You know. the whole thing,
how many wins is that for Corby? He's been pretty active in 2015.
Back-to-back wins, three of the last four. He's 34 behind Urban Norm.
Urban Norm. All right, way to go, Corby. The winner of this week's Emergency Break of the Week.